When the mercury dips below zero and we look out the window at our chickadees, naked as jaybirds out there in the cold, we can be excused for thinking that migratory birds light out for the tropics to get away from frigid weather. But in reality, birds are surprisingly hardy. After all, they come equipped with built-in down underwear and an excellent capacity for warming up by shivering. But that's the rub. They need energy from their food in order to convert muscle activity to heat. If a bird's normal diet is cold-blooded animals that disappear in winter, like insects, frogs, or snakes, or if a bird needs fish that are locked in beneath ice, the bird has no choice but to move somewhere else. Seed-eating birds can have a hard time, too, if the seeds they feed on are from weeds and other low vegetation that can get buried under snow. The vast majority of cardinals, juncos, and other native sparrows spend the winter far enough south that snow normally melts within a few days of falling, so food is available all season. The others of them live where there are bird feeders. The true finch family includes birds that specialize on seeds that remain well above the snow line, high up in the branches of trees all winter. White-winged crossbills specialize on spruce and other small cones. Red crossbills prefer pine cones. Redpolls specialize on birch seeds, and evening grosbeaks on maple and box elder seeds. Red-breasted nuthatches can eat a wide variety of food, but tend to concentrate where cones are richest. These species are all what we call eruptive. They must move from here to there as seed crops fail or thrive. Some years we may see few, but in winters when food is abundant, they're here in big numbers. As with fruits, the seeds borne by trees have a patchy distribution. This year, cone crops failed in much of Canada, and crossbills have been seen much farther south than usual. I've read about many reports of them in Oklahoma, and red-breasted nuthatches had a spectacular migration along the North Shore and have popped up all the way down to the southernmost states, delighting birders who don't get to enjoy them throughout their daily lives the way we northerners do. Nuthatches have a slim and very pointed beak with a slight upward bend along the lower mandible. This allows them to hammer into and pry open cones and other seeds. Crossbills face cones from the side. The crossed tips of their beaks are designed to pull up scales one by one as their thick, specialized tongues pull out the seed beneath each scale. Specialized seed eaters tend to have sturdy, thick beaks and thick tongues. If your feeders are close to your window, watch how finches and grosbeaks eat sunflower seeds. They pick up and grasp them on one side where their beak has a notch convenient for holding seeds in place. They chomp down, cracking the shell as their sensitive muscular tongue touches and pulls in the seed as bits of shell simply drop away. Generalists lack these specialized tools for opening seeds. Mourning doves swallow sunflower seeds whole, allowing their gizzard to grind down the shells. Chickadees and blue jays hold seeds in their feet and hammer the shells open. Jays crack it and then pull out the kernel inside in its entirety. Chickadees hammer a tiny hole into the shell and then extract bits of seed with their tiny sharp beak. Seeds rich in fats and oils provide plenty of energy to keep birds thriving even as the temperature dips well below zero. Natural seeds are all that our winter finches really need, and as supplies grow depleted, they're perfectly capable of moving on. Keeping our feeders filled provides supplemental food for them and also an important staple for our resident birds like chickadees, doves, and jays. And feeders also supply us with endless joy and entertainment, as much a gift for the givers as for the birds we love. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.